With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Unrelenting in its attacks on Iran, Israel is now hitting targets in Tehran. A deafening explosion aired live when an Israeli bomb slammed into the headquarters of Iran's state-run broadcaster, sending a terrified TV propagandist diving for cover. President Trump is urging people to evacuate the Iranian capital as he and members of his team keep a close eye on the situation.
I'm Greg Clugston at the White House, where the president arrived early this morning after taking an overnight flight from the G7 summit in Canada. He and his national security advisors are monitoring the escalating conflict in the Mideast. The president said he wants something more permanent than a ceasefire and that he hasn't reached out to the Iranians for peace talks. He wrote online that if they want to talk, they know how to reach me.
More than 200 Iranians have been killed, at least two dozen deaths in Israel. Before departing the G7 summit, the president and British Prime Minister Starmer announced a U.S.-UK trade deal had been signed.
The aerospace industry will see tariffs removed completely. There'll be a 10% levy on the car industry. One wrinkle is, while UK government officials point out that Britain is the only country to be exempt from the global tariff of 50% on steel and aluminium, a 25% tariff does remain. Negotiations to remove this will continue.
And that's the BBC's Chris Mason. Vance Velter faces murder and stalking charges stemming from the killing of a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband, along with the wounding of another legislator and his wife. Prosecutors say that Velter carefully planned the attacks and had a long list of intended targets, including some of those targets out of state. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down more than 200 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas.
The Killeen Independent School District has agreed to stop barring students from evangelizing during non-instructional time. The case centered on a girl who had been handing out small slips of paper bearing Bible verses to her classmates during recess. The principal confiscated the slips and the girl's Bible and threatened to punish her if she did it again. Attorneys for the American Center for Law and Justice went to bat for the student. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists are pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala over the weekend, sparking anger in a nation that does not recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was designed to celebrate Gay Pride Month and was a step toward inclusion, respect, and equality for all. Guatemalan officials decried the event, saying that it violates the country's law. This is SRN News. Amid rising tension with Russia, Denmark testing out a fleet of robotic sailboats.
The Danish armed forces are conducting a three-month operational trial with four of them.
They're going to cruise Danish waters. The security situation in the Baltic is tense.
Lieutenant General Kim Jorgensen says Denmark needs
to improve the capabilities of Danish defense.
Those tensions, including suspected sabotage, have escalated since Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. The flooding death toll in West Virginia's northern panhandle has risen to six. Two people are still missing. Ohio County has been placed under a state of emergency by Governor Patrick Morrisey. As much as 4 inches of rain fell in parts of Wheeling and Ohio County within 40 minutes. Among the six dead, a three-year-old child. Forecasters say the area may not be out of the woods yet. More rain could fall this week. More details, SRNNews.com.